Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. I guess you'll get the check from him then, Wildy.
Well,
you have to draw directly from Tausch for that, though. I'm outside that. I'm not laundering that.
It's like trying to get money from Favre. So, a couple things. One, great to hear Debbie Lazaga doing the traffic when I'm not driving to the Milwaukee Ballet, so it doesn't impact me at all. I don't know how the 172 bridge traffic is this morning in Green Bay, but she does such a great job. Secondly, now I know what it's like to be Brian Bulaga, who in 2010 stepped into the starting lineup for an old, broken down, washed up right tackle and helped the Packers to a Super Bowl title. And I just, Tausch loves to bring up Lou Gehrig and Wally Pipp. I hope he's nervous this morning because not only am I filling in for him today, but I believe Pancake can correct me, but I've got a couple of other stints on this program.
That's right.
I'm not sure he's ever getting this job back, quite frankly. So well, great to be with you guys.
I'll let you tell it. ESPN Wisconsin's Jason Wildy joining us this morning. All right, man, big news in training camp. You got Jordan Love, who's not practicing with the team. He did report to camp, right? Is there significance in that? Mm-hmm. I mean, do you call this a holdout or what? What is it?
Yeah, it's a hold-in.
I'm not doing stuff.
Right, exactly. But guys, this is, and I think this is a really important thing. I mean, first of all, the NFLPA allowed the owners to push through this legislation in the last or two CBAs ago, where you are automatically fined for holding out, and that those cannot be rescinded. And so I know that influenced Davante Adams back in 2021 when, by all rights, he should have held out or held in. Like, the fact that he played out his contract is ridiculous. And I think we've heard Davante make some comments to those effects in recent weeks. So one of the reasons he's here, in the words of Marshawn Lynch, is I'm just here so I won't get fined. That's part of it. But it goes so far beyond that. And I want to tell you guys a story from the locker room yesterday. So myself and a couple of other beat writers are talking to Sean Clifford at his locker. And I asked Sean, you know, hey, did, you know, you and Jordan are tight. Did he give you any sort of a heads up that this was going to be the case and he wasn't going to practice? He was going to come to meetings and everything else, watch practice, but that he was not going to practice. And Sean said, yeah, Saturday or Sunday, I can't remember which day it was, but he told me that this was the likely scenario. So Sean Clifford wakes up yesterday morning knowing that he is going to be running the number one offense for the Green Bay Packers. He gets ready for work, goes into the stadium, gets there at 7 o'clock. Okay. Practice starts at 10:30. I think the team meeting was at 9. So he's bright eyed and bushy tailed. Hey, this is my big day.
Right. Here we go.
Getting here early. He looks over, puts his stuff in his locker, looks over, and Jordan Love's backpack is in front of Jordan's locker. He's already in the building, meeting with Matt LaFleur, going over stuff. He's not practicing because of the risk, but he's doing everything else. And I thought Sean Clifford did such a great job of giving us insight into what that tells us about Jordan, that he's doing what's right for him. He has 1,000% backing of his teammates. Christian Watson's line was, he should get every penny he deserves and more. So his team is united behind him. He's doing the difficult thing of not practicing because the easy thing would be, okay, the coaches want me to practice, so I'm going to practice. So I think that tells you everything you need to know about this situation.
All right, let me just push back on that a little bit, Wildy. Maybe we shouldn't put this in real people terms because this is a different industry. But, you know, I've done how many contracts in my career, whatever. I can't fathom when I was in negotiations with TMJ4 for a new deal or what have you.
I'm not going on.
That I come to work at, you know, 4 in the morning like I used to. But then when 5 o'clock comes for the news, I say, I'm here at work, but today I'm not anchoring on account of I don't have this new deal yet. Is it fair of us to, I mean, he's signed through the end of this year. He has a job.
Vince, I love you, man. I mean, not as much as I love your brother.
But you're an idiot. That's not how this works.
But here's the difference, okay? So let's put this into again, real person terms. The three of us, we are all lucky to do what we do.
Yes.
But it's not like we're making the kind, like, I know people think, oh, they're on the radio. They're kind of a big deal. We're not raking in the dough that some other more famous people are making, okay? But you, being the handsome guy you are, more handsome than Eric and I, you were on television for a long time. But think about what, and I don't know your salary structure, and I don't want to know your social security number and your credit card information. If you can get me that, I'd like to take that. But the reality is that at no point did you go to TV and you were making X number of dollars and you were waiting for your next contract, which would be worth 20 times that. And you were not in danger, unless I don't understand the structure of the set very well, of like the lighting falling on top of you while you were delivering the news.
Okay.
And so the idea of Jordan Love going out there right now, and he's scheduled to make $11 million, but we're talking about him getting a contract $250 million, and he's got, you know, there was an instance of this yesterday in practice where, again, Sean Clifford was the one at quarterback. But, you know, these defensive guys are all revved up. They're excited about the new system. They're not in pads. So they're not supposed to bull rush and crash into the offensive linemen. And that happened on a play, and one of the offensive linemen went flying back into Sean Clifford's lap. This is the kind of stuff that Jordan Love needs to avoid to stay safe. And so he's doing everything but practicing. But I will let him know that you think he should come to work.
Please do. Pass that on, would you? All right, my friend. Really appreciate you stepping up, Wildy. We'll talk again tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Take care. Be good.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.